Are you ready?
I am, buddy.
Cool. What a fun weekend.
Yeah, it was a blast.
That's all. We'll start the show now.
Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Guess where you just got into? Cool Guy Zone.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Hola, creepos. Welcome to another episode of your favorite true crime podcast, the show about creeps by creeps for all of you creeps out there. I'm your host. My name is Vinny, and joining me in the studio today, he looks thrilled to be here. It's hot Carl.
What is happening, Vinny Paulino? What a fun weekend. I see on the computer next to me here that you're rendering the video from the All Apologies podcast live. And of course,
yes, sir.
Subreddit surfing live on Saturday night.
I've been watching everything back. It sounds good. It looks good.
Excellent.
Don't think we're going to run into any problems. We're going to do a little bit of editing on the subreddit surfing episode because we're going to superimpose the videos on over the screen just because they're a little bit harder to see in the video. So we're going to make sure you can see them all and it looks good. So expect that within 24 to 48 hours on the subreddit surfing Patreon. And All Apologies will be releasing their stuff.
So we had a great weekend hanging out with everybody. Yesterday, you guys were hanging out at the Genesee Brew Pub. I ended up leaving. How late did you guys stay there till?
Oh, maybe another, 3 or 4 hours after you left.
We all
had something to talk about after you were gone. We were
right.
Just like, Jesus Christ.
Waiting for me to leave.
Did you see those teeth?
Well, we had Skinny Blind Mike.
Skinny Blind Mike now. He's no longer Skinny Chad Zubak.
He was Skinny Chad Zubak at DabbleCon. Now he's Skinny Blind Mike.
Great story about him.
Yep.
That gentleman, Conspire a Theory on Instagram. He's an artist. He's done some really cool stuff for us in the past.
For sure.
He showed up dressed like Blind Mike. Now, he had the cane, the beard, the hat, and he went into the club originally just like himself, and he went into a bathroom and changed.
Okay.
And we always look out for suspicious things, like people doing weird stuff on the premises of the building.
Like wearing a potato mask.
I warned everybody on that. I warned everybody for that.
Okay.
But Mark Ippolito comes in back into my office where we were all changing and getting ready for the show. Cardiff was back there. And he's like, hey, Vinny, I'm keeping an eye out for some weird stuff. And I got a guy out there. And I got to tell you, I think he's wearing a disguise.
You think? He's got a fake beard on, dark glasses. I think he is, Mark.
And he showed me the picture. And I go, oh, shit, that, I know who that is. He's pretending to be our buddy Blind Mike. It's all good. And then Cardiff looks at it and goes, oh, we should send that to Mike. And I'm like, for why? Why do we need to send the picture to Mike?
I took a photo with him. And I did text it to Blind Mike. I just said, tell your girlfriend to tell you what this is. And I never heard back from him. I don't know if he's offended by that. I don't know what happened. Hopefully we're still on speaking terms.
Just, it was so great to hang out with some of the listeners. I did a breakfast thing yesterday morning.
That's right.
I tweeted out. I said, come and join me. I had a handful of people come out. We had a great breakfast and talked a lot about John, unfortunately. But,
it's a fascinating subject.
It is.
Dave from Canada was hanging out.
Love me some Dave.
He's great.
The great Sea Moose.
The great Sea Moose came over to my studio on Saturday. We had dinner together, and then we came over to the live show, and he was hanging out yesterday. He's from Utah.
Yeah.
And so we had to go to Palmyra, where Mormonism began.
Yeah. He and I talked about that for quite a while at the bar last night.
It's funny.
He's an interesting guy. So I just want to say this. It was amazing to meet so many cool people who listened to our stuff and wanted to come and hang out. So your next opportunity to do that, folks.
Yes.
Is coming up very soon.
Less than 2 weeks, March 22nd.
I was going to say Hackamania.
Largo, Florida. Get your tickets at atplive.com.
That's
because
right.
We really do have a blast when we do these live shows. The show itself was a lot of fun. Everyone enjoyed it. I didn't hear any anything otherwise. And also just hanging out and going out with everybody. It was a lot of fun.
I'm telling you, if you're a fan of the Dabbleverse, come on out. Largo's going to be a blast. And if you like the Creep-Off in particular, make sure if you're on the West Coast, you join us for Hackamania. That's coming up at the end of May. You get your tickets at hackamania.com.
It's Vegas. You don't have to be from the West Coast. Everyone wants to go to Vegas.
Just get on a plane and
come to
Vegas.
Get on a plane and go to Vegas for a weekend.
And hang out with us, your Creep-Off
pals. It'll be a hoot.
Now, I believe we need to get down to some business.
Okay.
Last week, we had our wild card round.
Correct.
It was you. It was a triple threat match. It was between Carl the Snarl Hamburger, Brian the Beard Johnson, and me.
Can I point something out for Brian?
The face of all of this, Vinny.
You popped this on him when he came on the show. You go, Brian, did you bring a story? And he goes, not really. There's one thing I wanted to tell you guys about, but it's not really for this competition. You're like, okay, it's for the competition. So,
oh, I thought he said it was for the competition. I misheard him.
No, he just brought like a scum parade story for us.
Oh, well, he did better than me.
I know, that's what's funny about this.
All right. We've been doing this contest the last 2 weeks. We're trying to find our new results girl.
Yes.
Now, we've had Danny, who was lovely, charming.
Danny was fantastic.
And then last week we had Mahalia.
Mahalia.
I think it's Mahalia, but whatever. She's great, too. There's a whole Reddit page or a whole Reddit thread going about how much people liked her energy.
Okay.
And today.
Yeah, what was that other girl that we had? I can't remember her name. She was like a bank teller or something.
That was a girl?
I don't even remember. But let's talk about this competition. It's getting fierce.
Just kidding, Jess. We love you.
Who is who's coming on today to see if they can be our results girl?
I'm going to tell you right now. She's coming to play to win.
Oh.
Here she comes. It's our next contestant in the results girl competition. It is Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi. Hello, it's great Megan. To be here.
It's great to have you here.
Now, what I've learned about Megan is she's a big fan of true crime.
Okay.
I am. I am very big into true crime.
How did you discover the Creep-Off?
Well, it all started with the Dick Masterson show.
Oh.
I know you guys do some collaboration work with them.
Yeah.
I do love true crime. And Vinny, I know that you said that you've had multiple girls where their boyfriends have introduced them into the Dabbleverse. Mm-hmm. Well, I too was introduced. He came home one day. He's like, oh man, Megan, you know, you love true crime and you're going to love this. So he introduced me to Creep Off. He started listening to you guys. Oh gosh, Dick Masterson show, I think he said 2016, and then he got into WATP, and then he got into the Creep Off, and then, you know, he's been listening to you guys before we even got together.
Sounds like a pretty cool
he's
guy.
He's been a huge fan.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch any of that.
She was explaining that some guy that she used to know is pretty cool and has a good taste in podcasts.
Oh yeah, who cares about him?
He does, He loves you guys, and I do too, so that's how it all began.
We appreciate it.
It was very cool of you to throw your hat into the ring for this.
Now, I noticed that you have a Japan poster behind you trying to get the weeb vote. Is that the strategy here?
Yeah, well, I'm also a gamer, too. Okay. So, big fan of Final Fantasy and all that. And you know what? I actually work for a Japanese company.
Oh. So, you're not just wearing
TikTok?
I'm sorry, they're Chinese.
Hopefully going to Japan pretty soon. I know with the pandemic, things kind of got screwy, but I was supposed to go twice in 2020, but that never happened. So,
bummer.
But I've always wanted to go to Japan. Big
Very
fan.
Cool.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Can I ask, where are you now? Where are you from?
I am from Northern Kentucky, Greater Cincinnati, Ohio area.
Got it.
Actually live in Kentucky and work in Ohio.
Got it. Okay, cool.
I'm that close. I'm called a border town. I'm sure you can probably hear my accent a little.
A little bit. A little bit.
So,
a little bit of that Kentucky.
I used to go to
Texas a lot back in the day because I worked in oil, and they would always make fun of my accent.
Oh, the Texans make fun of your accent?
They're like, where are you from? I'm like, Kentucky. They're like, Kentucky? Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, Southern on Southern crime.
She's right, though. Texans are assholes when it comes to other people's accents. They think they speak normally. Texas for like almost 2 years. And the time that I was down there was, your name's Vinny and you're from New York. and they would just try to do the voice at me. It's really annoying. That's why I don't, what do they call it? Code break? What is that? That's why I don't do that.
Good. Yeah.
Except for just
yeah,
now.
They used to do it to me all the time. So.
Well, you are lovely, Megan, and we appreciate you being here. And of course, you have a very important job to do. This is your audition.
I do.
Right now. Yes.
Yes, it is.
So I need to know if you know the results from last week's wild card round between Vinny, Brian Johnson, and myself.
I do, and it's a mixed bag. You guys all kind of came close to one another.
Okay.
So here are the results of last week's Creep Off, the wild card edition. So with a whopping 42% of the vote, Carl is the winner.
Do you hear that video or are you distracted?
Yeah! That I heard.
Now, however, coming in a hot second,
three W's in a row.
Brian Johnson at 34%. And Vinny, I'm sorry, you only got 24% of the vote. It was close. It was so close.
It was. Everyone was
it
close.
It was very
that.
Close.
I was just more closer than everyone else.
That means, Carl, you take the lead.
Yeah, let's put the number
zero
on the board. Let's update the score here for this round. We're
fine.
In a new round of the Creep Off.
I'm doing it.
And, of course, the first person to get to five wins the round. So I have a 1-0 lead. And if you're new to the show, what happens is the other person who doesn't win has to spin the dreaded Wheel of Consequences, which you can see behind Vinny there. And I actually fulfilled a consequence just this past weekend. We'll be talking about later on in the show.
I have the video. The video edited and ready to go. At the end of today's show, we're going to play Carl's stand-up debut for all of you.
All right.
So make sure you stick around after the end of the show for that. And we'll put it up later in the week on the Creep Off channel.
People are in the chat are noticing that you are in love, Vinny.
No. Not at all.
With me? Oh, no.
It's not me. That's for sure.
Oh, no.
I don't know what anybody's talking about.
It's okay. I have that effect on people. It's fine.
I'd like her better if she just lied and said I won.
Yeah, but fortunately, she knows how to do her job. She's doing it right. She's doing it the right way. I have to say, all three of the review girls that we've auditioned so far have been perfect at getting the results. All three.
Hey, you know what? All's fair and love and war, right?
Well, I just had to spin the wheel last week, Megan, and I am going to be doing my consequence this Saturday, actually, folks. If all goes well, I believe it's scheduled. I'm just got to confirm today. I have to do a murder and makeup video, and that Bailey Sarian girl does them, and she has a giant following on her channel, so I'm hoping that if I put on some makeup, more people will come and be less afraid of me. I don't know. I'm so annoyed. I picked my story, though.
Oh, you got a good story for it?
I got a story about a guy who really didn't like kids very much and was kind of an asshole.
You're not doing one about me, are you? Vinny, come on.
Oh.
Murder and makeup. I haven't killed anyone yet.
Well, I definitely know you didn't kill. I saw your stand-up the other night.
Oh!
Come on!
Hey.
Come on!
Whoa!
What are we doing here?
Too soon.
What are we doing here? You know what? Stick around for a second, Megan. We're going to review a couple of these here super chats. Chris Kreiber, $5. We got to figure out how to put these to the top of the screen, Carl. This isn't
going to
work.
Yeah, I know.
This
is covering. This is not good.
This
right
is
now.
A problem. Hold
this
on.
This is a problem.
Hold on.
Actually, Megan, can you jump up?
Here we go.
There we go. Okay.
Problem solved.
Jump above the super chat.
Chris Pryor, $5. Thank you so much. John is such a creep. His opinions on women age restricted, the most recent video on him. Doubtless his neighbors are endeared with more screaming.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. I posted a video where Missy B was responding to John calling her a sperm receptacle, and I also got age restricted on it.
No shit.
Yeah, you have to be signed in an 18 plus to watch our review of Stuttering John. He's such a misogynist douche.
Jesus. All right. We got $5 for my man Gut. I would ask if you could find any normal girls besides Jess, but I know the answer to that. I voted Vinny, by the way. Thank you, Gut. We found
Gut. What are you talking about?
We have found extraordinary girls.
Why would you want a normal girl when you can have these amazing girls that we've had so far auditioning?
Some guys just like McDonald's. They don't like caviar.
That's true.
All right. Travel the desert with ghosts. Thanks for $5. I once left a voicemail that accurately described Brandon from Shitty Song of the Week having the same cadence as Corey Feldman. You never played it.
Was it over 45 seconds?
That's the rule. That's
that
could
have been it, but interesting. I'll have to listen for that. You know what? Now that I'm thinking of both of those guys, I see the resemblance. Yes.
Let's put her back down where she.
Can't you blow her up too and make her larger on the screen? I mean,
actually,
there's a lot of things we could be doing here, Vinny, to improve.
You know, it
our
doesn't
numbers.
Let. God damn it, StreamYard, you're ruining my show. StreamYard, what are you doing? Okay,
right.
It's not working. It's not working, guys. Sorry, I'll be calm. Sorry, we're all good. So, Megan, we're going to plug your Instagram for you today. It is at aesthetically_noir.
Yes.
Yeah, she might have to Google that, folks. Do you want to spell it for everybody?
Actually, I almost won the national competition for the spelling bee when I was in fifth grade. So I probably
could spell it. That's so interesting. On our hands here.
That is so interesting.
No, I'm intimidated.
I want to hear more about
it. No, you know what's funny is that in my yearbook in the fifth grade, I'm holding up the certificate, but it's upside down. And I have like the worst look on my face and it is forever plastered in my fifth grade yearbook.
And she's funny too, Carl. She's funny too.
I forgot that you won the spelling bee against other people from Kentucky, so we shouldn't be that impressed.
Okay. I did. Got yes. It. So not much competition, but
just kidding. We love you, Kentucky.
I voted mechanical ape $5. I voted for Vinny 12 times and Carl still won. I think someone's cheating. That's not how that works. I do appreciate the support, but any duplicate votes, we can see them now. We track all. We have a
we
way
do.
To track
we do
all
clean
of it.
Up the system. So if you guys look and see what the voting is, that's not the actual number. Sometimes
it kills me that you've actually beat me 3 weeks in a row, fair and square. I am not happy about it.
I love it. I love
Can't
it.
Can't even beat the wild card. Come on, Vinny.
I'll do better, Megan.
Even
I'll
Megan's
try.
Clowning you now.
I'll try to do better. You're a dick, Carl.
You gotta work harder for it. Come on. You gotta work for me now. No, it's okay.
Should I get out of here, guys?
I would love that. Actually. Would you mind? All right, Megan.
Not so fast.
At Aesthetically Noir on Instagram. I believe we are gonna have one more candidate. Unless we get some more applicants. If you want to apply, thecreepoutpod@gmail.com. We have one more. We're going to schedule and to have her in. But I will tell you this right now. We've had some real great competition here.
We sure have.
So, Megan, thank you.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you want to hang her out and watch the show, we might pop you back up a few times.
I miss her. She's still there. Oh, I missed her already.
I miss her. Oh, Vinny. Your wife doesn't watch this show, does she?
Oh, she does. I'm going to be here a lot later. You're going to ruin me. You're all going to ruin me. Carl.
Yes.
We're doing a special Scum Parade relaxed fit edition of the show today.
We are.
So what I think we're going to start with is you want to hit up some voicemails while we're younger? Do you want to do our...
Let's do Cop Cam.
Sure.
Let's start with Cop Cam. We got a fun video for everyone today that Matt Montgomery sent in. Appreciate that. Thank you, Matt.
This one is quite the doozy.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. So let me just set it up real quick. So we're in somewhere in Wisconsin. Officers were dispatched to a local gas station on reports of a female named Amanda who was refusing to leave the store after being caught stealing a vape the previous day at the same gas station. So she's in this convenience store. She got busted by them stealing a vape the day before and just brazenly walks back in the next day, has no money, but wants a lot of vape. She really likes the vape.
Well, people, they call it an addiction with those. Carl.
I believe it's an addiction. I believe she gets a little bit ornery when she doesn't have her vape. So we're going to pick up a little bit into this video where she decides to curse the police officers who are there to control her and control the situation.
Why aren't the cops putting her in cuffs for shoplifting the day before? Don't they have like video cameras in those places?
Well, I mean, it's very petty crime. It's just a vape. So,
okay, so it's a petty crime of a vape is where this is all starts. Everybody, remember that as we go.
Yes,
here we go.
Here, I'll buy you a vape, and I get it on the side. What's up? What's going on?
Can I put my hand on you? No. Sorry.
Tatanka.
Tatanka. Oh no! She got the curse at Vinny!
Did she just yell Tatanka?
Yes, it missed the cap and hit Vinny. Oh no!
That's a great wrestling reference, and like five of you will get it. E, thanks for the $10. Jux Megan sounds like a dopey Missy B. How dare you!
Yeah. I'm sure that that's meant to be a compliment.
I think it was.
So you'll notice that there's this guy, Herb, who's there with her. I don't know if he's there with her. She claims that that's her husband. It's not. Uh-huh. She claims that she's pregnant. I hope not. And she's up there trying to buy all this stuff. She has no money. So the guy's like, I'll buy it for her. So
if
you
she's
saw that.
Pregnant, how do you think it got in there?
That's what I mean. There's no way. Unless a demon cursed her.
That could be.
You saw that the guy's like, all right, I'll buy your vape for you. So he's trying to help her out. But she wants a lot more than just this vape. So this issue is going to escalate because the curse did not stop the police officers as she was hoping it would.
Uh-huh. So yelling the name of a WWF wrestler from the early 90s didn't stop the police?
It did not, so don't try it.
Okay.
But this is where she starts throwing a little bit of a fit here.
Officer, Coco, beware!
No, I need to because they run out so fast. They call me dark. They're the only thing safe are pregnancy.
Amanda.
Okay,
you need to calm down, or I'm going to be honest, you're going to end up at the jail.
You're going to end up at the jail.
Okay, well, that's great. Then I'll have a day off, I guess.
Good.
Right?
I'll take care
of you. I'm not going to.
I'll protect
Amanda.
You.
That is my favorite comeback. I'm going to take you to jail. I'm going to take you to jail. How do you like that? Not so fun when I spin it back on you, is it?
Everybody's not passing go. You know what I liked about that was, did she just yell that it's the vapes are the only thing that will save her pregnancy?
Well, calm her down, she says. But those are the ones that are safe for her pregnancy. For whatever reason, this particular vape she has is safe for her pregnancy. I don't know. I didn't look into the validity of any of
this. Don't need to because she's wrong.
Yes.
I don't think there's a safe pregnancy vape.
All right. Well, anyway.
Baby's first vape.
So she started to throw a little bit of a fit because the guy's like, I'm going to buy you one vape. She's like, no, I need two vapes. But then it turns out she needs a lot more stuff than that.
So the guy's buying her one just so she shuts the fuck up and he could buy whatever he needs.
Correct.
The
police officers are talking a little bit. They're like, he thinks that they used to live together. I don't know if they were at a halfway house together or something. They both have a screw loose, so I don't know what's up.
Perfect. When crazy meets crazy.
Yep.
I'm getting all that. That is coming home with me.
And yesterday you didn't have any money, so I'm guessing today you're not going to have any money for that stuff. And he already paid for your babe, so, I mean, he seems to be...
What do I got to say to make you get out of my life?
Okay, then leave.
I have the power! I have the power of Baraboo! I can sue Baraboo!
Wow!
There's a lawsuit coming down the pike, Baraboo!
Yeah, watch out, Baraboo! There's a lawsuit coming.
She's a lot of fun. She was channeling like some fucking Eternia magic. She has the power.
Yep.
Yep. Fucking She-Ra over here. This
is
awesome.
What's funny is that as the police officers explaining to her, like, look, you didn't have any money yesterday. You don't have any money today. You're not going to get these products without money. She's just sitting there thinking about, like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And it took her a good 7 seconds to be like, what do I got to say to get you out of my life? Like, the police officers are going to be like, please and thank you would be a good start. All right. Have a great day. We'll be on our way now. All right. So the police officers, again, they have the body cams now. They're so patient. They're too patient.
I can't stand how patient they are.
It's so obnoxious. You just want to tackle her.
Let me tell you how this would used to go, right? When there used to not be the cameras everywhere, the police officers would just escort her to the door and then throw her onto the street.
Yes. Maybe hit her head on the door a little bit. Oh, sorry. And then.
Yeah. That's how this used to work.
Launcher, yeah. Right.
We used to have law and order.
All right, so, this is, unfortunately, her last warning coming up next.
Amanda, I'm going to warn you one last time, and then I'm...
Ottawa will sue you!
Are you going to listen to him or not?
My husband will sue the Baraboo School District!
Okay, that has nothing to do with me, Amanda.
You're right.
Okay. I loved that exchange right there. The police officer trying to make sense of this. She's like, I don't even work at that school. I'm a police officer. I don't know what's going on here.
I liked it when she was yelling wrestling names better. But this she's going to sue the school district because someone won't purchase her things.
Her husband's going to do that for her. She's very upset. She doesn't know what she's upset about. I actually didn't clip the next part that happens here. She starts yelling about her daughter and her mother and her sisters and how important all those people are to her. None of it makes any sense. She might be crazy. There's a good possibility this woman is nuts. And that's why she's doing what she's doing.
I'll take that bet over buying a lottery ticket today.
Yes. So we've established that she's being unruly and it might be time to maybe cooperate with the police, Amanda.
Is she dancing here? What's she doing? What is Amanda up to?
I like your tattoo. Amanda.
Are you going to go home?
No.
With him?
I'm going to stay right here until I have everything from this store.
Amanda, I am not going to tell you again.
I'm not thrilled.
If you are not going to choose to leave, I'm going to take you to jail for disorderly conduct. I'm not going to continue with this.
So he is trying to give you a ride. Okay. Try it. I dare you.
Do you?
I dare
you. Is that what you want to happen?
One of my husbands is here, and I will get back out and have this baby.
That's what I'm going to do. We don't like this, friend. Yeah, you scary us.
Good. You scared, huh?
She's trying to intimidate this police officer. I don't think it's going to work.
One of my husbands is here.
One of my husbands is here. You take me to jail, I'll get out and have this baby. Like, this sounds like, remember when Goldberg, they finally gave him a microphone to talk into?
Yeah,
just like, oh, this guy can't improv at all. This is terrible. Like, this is like the worst wrestling smack ever. Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? I love my mother, and my husband is here.
And you know what? He might come out here.
Okay, whatever. All right. So, let's see. Is she going to curse the police officers? Is she going to get away with it?
She's going to be like, Mamum Shiba, Razor Ramon. Like, fucking something stupid. I can't wait.
Here we go.
Don't make me say it. Joe, man, don't want to say it.
Shut down.
But I will curse you and beat your ashes.
We're done.
Yeah.
Okay. You're under arrest.
Yeah.
For disorderly conduct.
You're under arrest. Okay. We're done.
I'm suing you.
Relax. Don't
get your hands off me.
Go.
I am never a madman. Get your hands off me. Numb.
Don't.
Help.
Yes.
Taser. Oh, I will.
Taser. Taser. Taser.
You.
Or I will take.
Just taser.
Put your arm behind your back.
Put your arm behind your back.
You know, this is playing out very similar to other videos I've been watching lately, where the person dares the police officer to arrest them. And then when the police officer says, all right, you're under arrest, they freak the fuck out as if they're like, damn it, they called my bluff. That was all I had.
I kind of, for a second there, was like, wow, she's going kind of quiet. I was waiting for it. For a second there, there was like a calm before the shitstorm started.
Yep. Yeah, she was trying to process what was going on. She's like, oh, shit, I'm going to jail now. This is not good.
They're going to need two pairs of cuffs for her, though. I have a feeling those wrists aren't going to.
She's a big gal, and because she's a big gal, she believes the cuffs are on a little tight, and she does freak out a little bit here. My next clip.
Here we go. Oh, suddenly started right at the start.
Herb's coming with us.
Herb, where are you? Oh, my God.
Let's go. Right here.
You fucking bitch, I had cuffs on Tuesday. Herb sent me up and he's going to jail. Oh, these handcuffs are too tight! You evil! Bamboo is evil!
Has she been watching Delete Laws? What
I
is going
so.
On here?
What happened here is she had a choice between the vape and what was behind door number two.
Ah, damn it.
And she took door number two.
Door number two is jail.
The back of a squad car, actually.
Correct. So, I don't know about you. I voted for the rent is too damn high guy many years ago. I also am going to vote for her with her new platform. The cuffs are too damn tight.
The cuffs are too damn tight.
Yes. Vote for Amanda, everybody. All right, just a couple more clips here. Apparently, this is another fun thing that a lot of these people are doing. I'm noticing patterns. I don't know why these things are happening, but apparently everyone thinks they're going to sue the police. They think they can just resist arrest, force the police to cuff them and throw them in the car, and then they're going to have a lawsuit on their hands.
It's pretty amazing, every video.
Yep.
Everyone.
You can't help me!
I divorced Jen Stoddard!
I'm not going to take her house.
They just got a divorce.
That poor baby.
An Egyptian baby!
Okay. Let's go.
Do not touch me!
Amanda.
Kyle McKissick! My husband!
You need to have a seat.
Amanda, sit down.
No!
Amanda.
No!
They're gonna f*** you up.
No!
Is yours a full?
Get your hands off me or I will sue you! I am a lawyer!
I am a lawyer!
So, there's a lot of things going on there. She said she had an Egyptian baby.
She did.
Okay, so she has an Egyptian baby.
This is a pretty crazy game of Scrattagory she's got going on there.
Yeah, it's all over the fucking place.
She's just like, I have a baby. I have an Egyptian baby. Yep. I'm on vacation. I think her brain was just going through every excuse she's ever used for anything.
Right, yeah.
My dog ate my homework!
Yeah, I think that the only real excuse here is...
mental illness can literally drive you crazy.
Correct. That is what's going on. All right. Now, apparently, I have one more video here because she will not get into this police car.
Oh, did they try like a crowbar?
Well, that's what I would have done. No, they bring her to another police car.
Oh, okay.
And push her into that one.
Don't they have the old-fashioned paddy wagon for these situations?
Yeah, right. You just chuck them in the back of it.
Yeah.
Well, so...
Or you just get the horse cop and have her walk alongside it.
That's fun. And then all the townspeople say, shame. Shame. Yeah. As they walk through town.
Keep your clothes on, Amanda.
Please. Last clip. Turns out it's not a half Egyptian baby. It's a half Navajo.
Oh.
I guess they're more protected than Egyptians.
Good.
I am not Navajo!
Let's go. Have a seat.
Amanda, hop in the car, please.
I am a Navajo baby in me!
Have a seat.
Amanda, please get in the car.
I am a mixed breed baby in me!
Amanda, hop in!
Let's go. Let's get in.
No!
Amanda,
you need to get in the car.
No! I married Jen Stoddard! He is my husband! Oh!
Get the
car.
Get in the car.
Get in the car, Amanda.
Have a seat, and we won't have to do that.
You just hurt me, okay. And I have videotapes.
Stand up.
Of it.
All on video.
It's all on video.
Let's go.
Oh, you
f***ers. Get in. Let's go.
You are going to purgatory. You are on the purgatory list.
I'll take purgatory right now.
Amanda was charged with resisting or obstructing as an ordinance and disorderly conduct. She was found guilty of resisting or obstructing as an ordinance and fined $330.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Never going to see that money.
I know. Good job. The woman who can't afford her vape, you just fined $330.
You know, I really don't. I find it very distasteful. I'm just going to say this. To play the baby race card.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Very distasteful.
Yes.
It's not,
I mean.
How that's done.
Could you imagine if you are the guy who knocked her up? And you're sitting there thinking, like, wow, I gave her some kind of orgasm. I can't believe. And then you see this, you're like, oh, she just yells like this all day long. Oh, well, never mind.
What if the guy who did fuck her sees this video and he's like, I'm not Navajo?
Yeah, I'm not Egyptian or Navajo.
Oh, no.
I'm half Scottish. What the fuck is she talking about?
I'm Italian-Irish. What the hell is this?
What the fuck is she talking about?
She's getting a beating either way.
She's a crazy person.
Yeah. Cops' jobs are tough.
I believe that in California, I don't know, did Prop 1 pass where they're going to start putting crazy people in funny farms again?
God damn it. You know who defunded all those, I found out?
Reagan.
Reagan.
Yeah, but it was because of one... Now, this is going to sound really stupid. I'm probably way off base, but...
Slavery?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest came out in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the media really started focusing on how the people were being treated in these facilities. And so there were all these exposés, and it showed all of the way that the crazy people were being treated. And so then there was a lot of pressure on Reagan and other politicians to get rid of the whole institutionalized mental health. And because of that, we now have tent cities everywhere.
Well, what I have now learned, I'm getting some messages here, is that baby belonged to Chief.
Oh, it was
That's
Chief.
Chief's baby.
Okay.
They met in the asylum. And that he broke out to get to her, actually, yes. is what I understand. Wow.
It's a great movie. They don't make movies like that anymore.
You know, I got one of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten. Somebody got me the original soundtrack of that on vinyl.
Oh, okay.
Which is really weird, but it came with like a giant like movie poster and shit. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's good.
It's phenomenal. All right, kids. Hold on a second. Megan, what did you think of that video? Did you like it?
I loved it. She's psychotic.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree. So, Carl. Carl, let's do some voicemails. What do you say, buddy?
I love how much fun you're having today, buddy.
Oh, a problem. Okay, where do we start? From last week, we got a ton of voicemails, but of course they are brought to us by our good friends of the city of Syracuse.
Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the city of Syracuse. The Oscars were on last night, however, it was boycotted by many Syracuse residents. It will continue to be until the short film category finally recognizes our upskirt bus videos. See you in Syracuse.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. He sent me three this morning.
I like that one.
He sent me three this morning. That one made me laugh, but I'll tell you what. The one that was number two is everybody in Syracuse was rooting for Poor Things to win the Oscar because we assumed it was about us.
That's good, too. That's good, too.
I'll give him a lot of credit today, McBride. In fact, Brian McBride will be introducing your stand-up clip at the end of the
That's
show today.
Correct.
So make sure you
yes,
stick around for
Brian
that.
Was kind of hosting the other
yeah,
night.
I sent him out there with a prepared statement. Kind of a disclaimer, if you will. So, first voicemail comes in from our pal Animal Kelly. Now, Animal, you've left us a lot of voicemails lately, and I love you, man. I think you're one of the greatest commenters, one of the funniest guys we got out there listening. But the 45-second rule, my man, you must abide. But today, I'm giving you a pass.
The guy He's sending us gifts, so I guess he thinks that now he can get away with over 45 seconds.
He gets one pass.
Okay.
Here it is.
Hey, Vinny, it's Animal Kelly. I got to say, man, I just got done the WATP episode. I let it stew. And I got to say, I'm convinced. OJ, he's all right. OJ Simpson's okay. He's funny, charismatic, got me one to look at a football. He makes it sound interesting.
Yep.
Guy's got a great attitude. Great dad. Just always staying positive.
Mm-hmm. He is
and
a sunny guy.
He's beating the standards because he was able to deal with all kinds of controversy, and he never got canceled. Man's got all this background and all this stuff going on, and he can go back on national TV. Gives people hope. And you know what? If he did do it, good. Fuck that bitch. Like, what were we going to look forward to? Another famous celebrity LA
I
woman
denounce it.
Talking about her proud and brave biracial children and how she's so diverse and some other horse shit that you just want to fucking vomit in your mouth about. Yeah, we
way?
Don't need... If anything, OJ, the juice saved us from having to deal with another useless Twitter account and just groaning about it. He saved us another headache. You know what? Thanks, Juice. You are a good guy. Am I a creep for that?
Yeah,
let me know, Vinny.
A little bit. JFK Hedgehog says OJ is killing it. Listen, I think you're a little bit off on some of these thoughts you have here, Animal, because OJ was canceled. The last... Uh-huh. National TV appearance he had was his court hearing.
But they covered that whole thing. There was a lot of coverage.
You get a lot of coverage. But he was no longer an analyst for CBS. He didn't make any more Naked Gun movies. He was pretty much drilled out of all of his professions after
I'm
that.
I'm going to go ahead and say this right now, and I'm going to say this with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
An O.J. Simpson's jersey is the only Bills jersey I would ever wear.
Yeah. That is a pretty cool jersey.
I tried to get the 49ers one, though, if I could.
Sure.
Because...
All right. You know, that's enough out of you.
Your team sucks. hate the Bills so much.
Well, hold on a second now. OJ played on the Bills in the 70s. Do you know what the Bills versus Dolphins record was throughout the 70s?
I believe it was the 80s. Miami beat you guys 100% of the time.
It was the 70s.
Was it?
100% yeah. of the time.
100%
of the
time.
One every single
game. A decade, we owned
yes.
your ass.
Yes, correct.
And now it's looking like the playoffs. You're beating the shit. Okay. Here we go. This one is a comment about your creep from last week, Carl.
36 years for 182 child rapes that produce AIDS is a record in Australia? All right, man. We're going to have to sentence you to a pretty harsh prison sentence. You've raped 182 times and given them all AIDS. So we've done the math, and it sounds a bit harsh, but that's 72 days per rape. Normally, it's overnight per rape, but you did give them AIDS. So we did the math, and when you get out, you're going to be 75 years old. Our records indicate that no old man that's a pedophile offends. So you should be good. As long as you promise not to do it again, you'll be out in time for retirement. Good day, mate.
That's hilarious.
Right here. GP Mech 7, Australia equals prisoner island.
Yeah, you're already in Australia. That's a good point. You've been very naughty. I like that they're apologizing for the sentence. This is going to seem a little harsh.
Is there a shittier island south of them that they could send this guy to?
Yeah, the South Pole.
Dude, this guy killed that voicemail, and he left a second
one. I know I just left a fucking voicemail about it, but I seriously cannot wrap my head around it. 72 days per rape. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Australia needs to have that as like a billboard. If they want pedophile tourists, Australia. A great place to fuck a kid.
Yeah, seriously. Thailand's getting all the money.
Less than three. You're going to get 3 months, basically, if you fuck a kid. So fuck as many as you want. You'll be it in no time.
I love this guy.
I came here to eat shrimp and fuck kids. No, I'm all out of shrimp. Fuck those guys. Wow, never going to Australia.
Australia, come on, the kids, stay for the kangaroos.
Oh, God, that's
Jesus
funny.
Jesus Christ.
That's very funny.
Dude, voicemail of the year for me for that guy. He made me laugh so hard this week. Okay, but here we go. Why not?
Okay, last voicemail about this, because I'm only 17 minutes into the episode. But what would the prison sentence have been if he wasn't giving them AIDS? Because 72 days per rape of a child? Seems like he got off scot-fucking-free. Like... would it have been 7 days? Like, oh, all right, you hit 182 rapes, but nobody got AIDS, so how about 6 months and a steak dinner every night? What the fuck?
Have a false
burn test. The place down. Burn Australia down. Fuck them.
They tried to. Remember, it was just a few years ago. Like, there was tons of fires trying to burn that place down.
Try harder.
Yeah, try again.
So some people have been noticing that during the end of our last episode, we were doing the Wheel of Consequences. We were a little light on consequences. So people are suggesting some new ones, and we're going to write them down this time. Here we go. And this one's pretty fun.
Hey, I noticed you guys need a few consequence ideas. Really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Here's an easy one. Living room baseball, one season. Is that a week? I just watched that segment. I literally cannot keep track of what the rules are, but that would be part of the challenge, would be diagramming the rules, making it somewhat presentable, and then doing like a YouTube series of Carl or Vinny playing living room baseball. That's about it. Love you. Hate you. Fuck you. Bye.
Okay. I'll do it. But you can't tell Stuttering John about it because he's going to make fun of me. All right? So as long as we keep it our secret here in the creep-off, then that could be one of the consequences. That's kind of a funny
What is Carl doing? What kind of game is this? What is he, retarded?
Are you fucking with me right now? Are you fucking with me?
That's not how you play baseball, Lady K.
Is playing living room baseball.
You dumb fuck. Oh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good one, not going to lie.
Can we ask Megan what her opinion is?
Yeah, I'd love to know. What do you think of that one,
Megan? All right.
Dude, that guy had such an amazing, good impersonation of an Australian accent.
Yeah,
I have friends who are from Australia,
no, you don't.
And some of them have, like, the gritty accent.
Too.
The Hold gritty on. One, you know? But then there's the Sydney one. It was very light and almost Lockbroy-ish, you know, almost in a way. But he does a really good gritty outback accent. So good for that guy. Is he from Australia?
No, he's not.
If not, he should go there. And
Why,
he
are you
should
calling
really
him a pedophile?
Give these guys he should be the person who, you know,
causes the punishment.
Minnie, can you and I chaffer just 1 second?
Yeah, we'll be back in a second.
Okay. Right. She doesn't have friends in Australia.
I love these fucking
people.
She said she does.
I love these people.
Why are you calling Megan a liar?
Instagram or some shit that they're like, oh, look, these are all my friends in Australia. I follow them on TikTok.
Megan would never lie to me. Megan would never lie to me, Carl. I know her.
She's in fucking Cincinnati. She doesn't have friends in Australia.
Carl, she's an honest person. I can tell.
She's full of shit. You gonna swing by and visit your friends on the way to Japan?
Okay. Speaking of results, girls, here's some messages about our last 2 weeks.
I gotta say, the new results girls, top notch, especially Miss Danny. Feel free to have all of them except for Jess on anytime. I used to always skip through the Jess section, and now it's suddenly a lot more interesting. Oh. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You know, Jess was a pioneer. This wouldn't even exist if it weren't for Jess. And how quickly we all forget her, huh?
She went where she's like green boots on Everest. People just going to walk past
her. Correct. Like, you showed us the way. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, shit. Bye, Jess. Okay. Here we go. Last voicemail of the week.
All right. Sounds like you guys are scraping the bottom of the barrel for these consequences. So here's one that came to mind is... the Opie challenge, you got to go up to a homeless guy, bring him cake, but just step on the cake on video, out of context, post it as if you think it's really funny. That's it. Dude, thank you, fucking bye.
That's fucking awesome. That's fucking awesome.
I'm going to message Opie and tell him that later, that someone suggested we do this as a consequence.
That's a great
idea. Do you think it's a good idea?
What about this? What if you hand a homeless guy a $20 bill, but you light it on fire first?
Can I hand a homeless guy like a $20 bill on a string?
You do the Stuttering John challenge?
The old string along. I want to let Megan respond to you calling her a liar. Megan, do you have anything you'd like to say to
Carl?
She
looks angry. She looks angry with me.
I'm not angry. I understand. I'm a gamer, and I also work for a global company that also has Australian people. So that's how. I play League of Legends. And Telegram exists, and Discord exists.
Yeah.
Take that,
I know,
Carl.
Yeah, so I know a couple of people who I've gamed with in the past. That's how I know. And they would...
Can you and I chat for a second?
Photos of kangaroos. I was like, find me a kangaroo, and he actually
can
did
you and I chat
a
for a second, Vinny?
Sure.
Just the two of us?
Megan, we'll be right back. Hold on. Carl?
These fucking people think that they're friends because they play video games on the internet and they're on a Discord server. Jesus Christ. What's happening to society right now, Vinny?
God damn it, Carl.
Holy shit. I have tons of friends. We play video games and we're on a Discord and Telegram. Oh, no.
Thanks, Megan. We'll see you in a little bit. We'll see you in a few.
Love you.
Could blow this for us, dude. Don't fucking blow this one. All right.
You're right. My bad.
Do you have my favorite Scum Parade jingle?
I sure do, buddy.
I would love to hear that right now because it's time to get into some scum.
The Scum Parade. These are my peeps. The Scum Parade. It's nothing but creeps. The Scum Parade. I'm Carl.
Is that your favorite one, Vinny?
I like a couple of the other ones, too.
Oh, okay. Would you like this one?
Because Vinny's a creep. And Carl's a weirdo. I'm not kidding around. They're both degenerate psychopaths with no business in a civilized society. And they're going to take you on a scum parade. Since we're just fucking around, I got this one over here, too, that we never play.
You made it this far through all of the voicemails. The creep up has come and gone away. Now it's time to sing.
All right.
I like that one, but it goes on way too long.
Well, I just wanted to hit to the Scum Parade part, which is right where you told me to turn it off.
Okay,
I was
cool.
Gonna
I wanted
it.
To point out before I get the time passes here.
Yeah.
that as that voicemailer was talking about how all the pedophiles should go to Australia for vacation because of the light sentences, someone wrote that Vito Giswaldi
just booked a flight.
Booked a flight. And now Vito is here. Vito's in the chat now saying, haha, thanks, Harry. Indeed.
Vito. Jesus.
That's great.
Should I send Vito a link?
No, well, if you want. Yeah.
I don't. Bye, Vito. Good seeing you. Hi. Hope you're well. Let's hit one more.
Vito says, let's go.
Next picks. Thanks for the $279 Canadian. Vinny is down bad for Tits McGee. Her name is Megan.
Is it Megan? Tits McGee sounds right.
It's Megan.
I just met her today, so I forget. But
he says, I mean Megan. Yeah, he got it.
Okay, it is Megan. Okay. Thank you.
Carl, let's start off our scum parade in Wisconsin with a man who legally changed his first name to D's Nuts.
That's fucking awesome.
It is awesome.
That's better than McLovin.
His original name, by the way, was, hold on, Derek Kroll. That was what he was born under. And my favorite thing about this story is they did a little research into this because apparently the people at the newspaper or the news station looked and they saw D's Nuts arrested and they looked it up. His name was Derek Kroll. And he changed his name to D's Nuts, spelled D-E-Z. Dash N-U-T-Z.
He spelled his joke name wrong and it became Des Nuts. And everyone was like, why are you Des Nuts? He said, no, it's D's Nuts. Come on, guys. You know it's D's Nuts.
Then 6 years later, he successfully petitioned to add an E to the first name, officially making it D's Nuts. And I saw a picture of the paperwork and he wrote on it, it was not spelled right as the reason for changing.
Fucking, this guy should have been famous way long before this domestic violence thing happened.
Yeah, maybe that should be a consequence. Legally change your name to Des Nuts.
Yes. No, you have to change your name legally to a joke name, but spell it wrong. I like that. That's a good idea.
We'll take suggestions in the chat.
Yes.
He got in a little bit of trouble last Tuesday night. He's been arrested for battery and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors, according to a criminal complaint, which excludes a Green Bay Police Department's officer's observation that D's Nuts appeared to be highly intoxicated. Mm-hmm. Police allege that Kroll punched his daughter in the face.
Sounds like she was being uppity.
That got into a fight with her boyfriend.
Oh, and, white knight over here. Oh, you're going to stick up for your girlfriend?
It's his daughter. Oh, yeah, you're going to stick up for your girlfriend. I missed it. Kroll accused his daughter of failing to do small household chores and care for their puppies. So he punched her in the face.
Dude, D's Nuts doesn't do chores, motherfuckers. I don't go around changing my name to D's Nuts.
D's Nuts don't feed puppies. At one point, Scott alleged Kroll, who was unencumbered by a shirt, so he's shirtless, peeing a bit of a problem, pulled out a BB gun that resembled a pistol.
What a funny way to say that, actually. That's well written.
I agreed. I liked this article. Kroll was booked into the Brown County Jail, which he was released Wednesday after posting a $1,000 bond. So I just wanted everybody to know, not a particularly heinous creep apart from punching his daughter, but a funny guy.
Yeah, he changed his first name to D's Nuts with the hyphen in it and everything.
His middle name is Lee.
Yeah, D's Nuts Lee.
D's Nuts Lee Kroll.
You know, actually, now that I think about it, the middle name Lee, you could have come up with a funnier first name that could have, like, worked into the middle name.
Like what?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Like an adjective?
Right.
Stupidly? Idiotically? Idiotically. Well, there you go.
Keeping the
See how easy that was? It only took me 17 seconds to fucking figure it out. It was a long weekend, guys. It's a long weekend.
What'd you think of that joke, Megan?
Top notch.
Hey, Megan still likes me. Thanks, Megan.
I didn't care for that. You were supposed to say boo. You were supposed to boo him, Megan. Two Ohio women have been arrested, Carl, for allegedly propping up an elderly man's body in a car and driving to a bank to withdraw money. Okay. We have another Weekend at Bernie's scenario, folks. Lorene Bell Ferrallo, she's 55, and Karen Cashbaum, 63. These two had been accused of driving the dead body of Douglas Lehman, he was 80 years old, to a bank drive-through window and withdrawing money from his account in Ashtabula, Ohio, March 4th.
So the guy dies.
Yeah.
They still got to run their errands. They're just doing it on the way to the hospital. What's the big deal? They just had a couple errands they had to run. They had to take some money out of his bank account.
When you put it like that.
Maybe grab an ice cream cone.
But here's the problem, though.
What's
when
the
they got to the medical facility, which is exactly what they did. They drove him to the hospital right after. They refused to identify themselves. They basically threw the body out of the car in front of the place.
Right. It's your problem
at the
now.
Curb, and they sped away, but they did talk to some people there. They went and took out about $900 because apparently they used to take this guy. They all lived together, and they used to take this guy to run errands. So they knew that if they went to the bank with him, like, propped up and waving or whatever, they had the one lady was going, "Hi, everybody," just waving his arm.
Are you sure they can't take out more than $900?
I'd really like them to close my account, please. They left without providing any information at the hospital, like I said. They just left him.
Well, think about this, though, Vinny. Like, you're trying to paint these two as being creeps.
No, I'm painting them as being stupid.
Okay, or stupid. But think about this. They got a dead guy in their house. The dead guy's got some money in the bank, and they got to get the dead guy to the hospital. Mm-hmm. What's the price of that Lyft drive?
Let me tell you.
I would think there'd be a premium on that. $900 sounds about right to have a dead person in your car driving all the way to the hospital.
Yeah, what do you think the funeral home would have charged?
Good point. It's not cheap. Ambulances would be more expensive than that.
Yeah. Hell See? Yeah. Hell yeah.
See, this is $900 is well spent by this guy.
I just got some gas money. It was just some gas money.
Yeah, thanks, Biden. See this inflation?
I only put premium in my car. This is not these two's first brush with the law. They both have convictions for assault, possession of drug paraphernalia.
Maybe I'm the one who's wrong then. Maybe these two are up to no good.
The one of them was been convicted of receiving stolen property, all sorts of problems. So they're still investigating the cause of this guy's death. They don't know how he died or anything like that. If found guilty, both women could face up to a year in prison on each charge. So,
you know what just reminded me of? I got an email this morning from Glenn Jay, who's done a lot of great art for me over the years.
Oh, I remember Glenn.
Yeah, he does some really good stuff.
You've got some of his awesome paintings up in the, or pictures done up in the,
Studio.
Yeah.
He sent me one that's me and producer Chris with Stuttering John in between us, and it's a Weekend at Bernie's knockoff, because John's not long for this world. It's going to be us like trying to keep him alive and making videos that we can then react to.
I had a conversation with one of the people at breakfast the other day. What's his name? Shmuel Buckman on Twitter, I think.
Okay.
He came out. Great dude. And we talked for a minute, and I don't want to get into all the things, but he made it the best point about John ever. He was like, that guy's brain one day is just going to turn off.
Yeah.
And this guy, yes.
And it was actually 3 weeks ago. That day came.
We saw the moment. By the way, on your show the other day when they explained – when he saw Keanu say, "I talked to like a kindergarten," you could see the part where his heart broke.
That is so fucking funny. I should have spliced in that Simpsons moment.
Oh, my God. But he said to me, he goes, you know what I think of John as? And I never heard anybody explain him like this. And I was like, wow, exactly right. It's like a lottery winner who just blew it all.
Oh, you're right. Because you see that all the time. These guys who make these mega million jackpots.
Yep.
And then the news crew goes to their house 10 years later and they are destitute.
Yep.
Because they don't know what to do with it. John got all these opportunities in Hollywood. He had no idea what to do with it. He squandered it all.
It's kind of sad, actually.
That's a good analogy, though. I like that. He is like a lottery winner. Yes. I've said many times, it's like when Eric Cartman bought the amusement park.
Yep.
You know, he had it all. No lines on the roller coaster as many times as you want to.
Blew it all.
Blew it all. Lost it.
Daytona Beach, Florida, Carl. You ever been to Daytona?
I actually have been to Daytona Beach.
It is kind of fun.
It is.
It's kind of fun, but it's sketchy as shit.
Dude, you could just drive your car anywhere. I just drove my car down the beach. There's like no rules there. It's so bizarre.
It's almost like a border town in a video game. You kind of can do whatever you want to.
Yes, correct.
I used to play, there was a club down there, and I used to go down there like twice a year. And that place, I didn't want to go out anywhere. I didn't want to go to bars because people there were really fucking weird.
Well, the thing about Florida, and if people who haven't been there, they're from another country, don't realize this. Like, we always talk about like Florida man and Florida this, Florida that. Florida is actually like three different states. So the further south you go, the more north you are. Mm-hmm. And the further north you go, the more south you are. So Daytona
you're closer
is
closer to Alabama at the top.
Yeah. So Daytona is very much Georgia. It's kind of got more of a Georgia sensibility to it.
Certainly. Now, we're going to talk about a story in Daytona Beach. This story is why I didn't want to go out. This stuff is just crazy.
Okay.
Deputies recently arrested a 34-year-old woman and her 33-year-old ex-boyfriend. I guess they broke up in the police car on their way to jail on suspicion of conspiring to rob and beat an elderly man last month. On Thursday, February 22nd, shortly before 5 a.m., a 73-year-old man was taken to the emergency room with several injuries on his body, which prompted the hospital staff to contact law enforcement. He told responding deputies he had been struck with a metal object numerous times, that his wallet had been stolen in the Plantation Pines neighborhood. Investigators learned that the victim allegedly met Chelsea Wright at a bar to talk about their romantic relationship.
Oh, boy. See, this is one of those things where these suckers, they fall for the it's too good to be true scenario. Child molesters do this all the time. There's just like this horny 12-year-old girl who's just like, yeah, my parents are out of town. Come over. Bring condoms. Like, this is, in what world is this actually going to be true? It's a 70-year-old man with a very attractive 34-year-old girl. And she's like, yeah, we gotta get to fucking. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah.
So while they're together at the bar, she reportedly asked the man to come on over to her house.
Yep.
And he agreed and followed her in his car. Now, honey, here's where you fucked up.
He would have given you his money. This is where she fucked up. This would be like starting an OnlyFans account, and then everyone who signed up for your OnlyFans, you steal their credit card information, and you use their credit cards. Like, they're giving you the money. Take it. You can take it.
How about this part of it? Don't take the victim to your house.
Yeah, that's another good point.
Don't let him follow you in the car. Don't give him the address so he can put it into the GPS in case he loses
you.
Well,
it's even dumber than that because she picks up her boyfriend, drives him there too, and he's the one who's going to assault him. Yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't a great plan.
During the drive, the sheriff's office had Wright pulled over and picked up her ex-boyfriend who was standing on the side of the road just waiting for her and her Mark to walk by.
Mm-hmm.
Wright reportedly stopped her vehicle, dropped off Mark's, the boyfriend, from near a home. According to the sheriff's office, the victim then exited his vehicle, went up to Wright's car, and Marks allegedly reappeared and struck the elderly man in the head with a metal object.
Gotcha, bitch!
Hold on, I got that.
I think you do. Actual audio from this incident.
Sure don't. Oh.
Gotcha, bitch!
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Investigators alleged Marks robbed the victim of his wallet and fled the scene, with Wright as the victim lay injured and bleeding. So they both just got in her car and drove off.
Correct.
Yeah. The victim sustained injuries to his head, torso, and arms. Detectives soon began surveilling Wright. Deputies performed a traffic stop on her for an infraction and found narcotics.
You know, Vinny, you bring up a good point. I wasn't even thinking about this when I was reading this article. How easy is it to beat up and rob a 70-year-old man in Florida? I would imagine there's opportunities all the time,
fish
everywhere.
In a barrel.
Right.
Yeah.
So why would you actually meet up with someone who knows who you are, knows your address, and then pick that person as the victim? Like, find a stranger and do that.
Yeah. So you're right. Wright reportedly lied to investigators who falsely claimed she picked up an elderly woman with Alzheimer's who attacked the victim. It wasn't my boyfriend. It was an old lady. He's old and dumb, and he was all horny. He doesn't remember.
You know those people with Alzheimer's are always beating the shit out of old men and stealing their money?
She thought he had candy. It was very sweet, actually. She did the poor thing. She just gets confused. It wasn't my boyfriend, who fucks me way better than he ever could.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. She's a problem. So she's in jail. It's all being investigated. She's charged with,
so she's in jail. Yeah. Yep.
Charged robbery with a weapon, aggravated battery of a victim over the age of 65. In addition to the drug and probation violation charges, she also faces counts of robbery with a weapon and aggravated battery.
Kevin Vassar asked if the boyfriend was Chad Zumach. Well, I'm not sure, actually.
He ran up behind them and said, "You're in Comia country now!" A Royal Caribbean cruise ship employee, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
This is sad to hear because I feel like everybody who works on a cruise ship is obviously not a creep. They're very well vetted.
Correct. And Royal Caribbean is one of the better cruise lines, too. That's it's not I've like heard. Carnival.
They would never.
I would expect some shenanigans on a Carnival cruise.
I would expect dysentery on a Carnival cruise. A gentleman by the name of Arvid Joseph Mirasol, he's 34, worked as a cabin attendant on the Symphony of the Seas from December 2023 on. Now, he was arrested because apparently he was hiding cameras in the bathroom of young girls in the cabins with the young kids.
Yeah, he was in charge of going in and cleaning up the rooms and making the beds, and he was planting some cameras.
Yeah, so what he ended up doing was a girl found one of the cameras. They started investigating it, and of course, they were able to find him. They found him inside of a cabin, and the staff detained him. Now, When police seized his electronic devices, they found several videos of naked women undressing in their bathrooms, child porn, and even a clip of Mirasol installing a camera. Again, guys, delete file one.
Correct.
0001.
I know you
got to
test it and make sure it's recording at the right angle, but then you got to delete it after that.
You boobs.
Idiot.
I know you think you're never going to get caught. You're going to get caught. Now, when questioned, he admitted to the investigators that he had installed the cameras when he started working on the ship in December. He said, I want to control it, but I can't. He had to do this, Carl.
Well, he was even hiding under beds.
I'm getting there. He admitted he would choose young women over the age of 16 that he liked, that he would install the cameras in the bathrooms. He also said that on occasion, he would hide under the bed and sit there and film them coming out of the shower himself.
Okay, a couple things here, Benny, because I want to point out that this guy sounded like a real creep and a weirdo. And then it wasn't until
he's honest, though.
Paragraph 8 that they explain these girls are 16 or older. And you're like, oh, okay, well, now I get it. Now it's making some sense to me. I thought you were doing that with like 9-year-olds or something. But okay, now this is making a lot of sense. Also, if you do have to find this guy's filming you, wouldn't you rather find the camera in the bathroom than this guy under your bed? One of them is a little bit more traumatizing. Yeah.
Thank God for small miracles, Carl.
Yeah, that's right. Look at the bright side. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. So she found the camera, stuck it to the bottom of the counter, and called the ship security. Mirasol turned up at the room while the security guards were investigating, and they detained him until they returned to the ports. So he appeared in court on Monday, charged with 6 counts of video voyeurism, production of child pornography, and possession of child pornography. So
then the spokesperson has to come out. Fucking useless people, spokespeople.
We reported it to law enforcement. We told them, we tattled and
we
terminated
him. Zero tolerance for this unacceptable behavior. Wouldn't it be a lot funnier if they came out and they said, we had a frank conversation. He said he wasn't going to do it again. He's one of our better. He makes those animals out of the towels and puts them on the bed. He's one of the best at it.
He was best in his training class. I think it would be funny if they came out there and said, you know, we train our employees to hide these cameras better. And
I can't believe.
We are deeply ashamed by Mr. Mirasol.
The 17-year-old girl found this camera. What kind of shoddy work is that? We got to hide these things better.
We let him go. Don't you worry.
This is why I'm not a spokesperson for a company. I would not do well.
This is some Carnival Cruise
shoddy
workmanship.
Yeah, right. Listen, we got rid of this guy. We're not Carnival Cruise. We're Royal Caribbean. This won't happen again.
Wired Christian fucking greenhorn. Holy shit. If they like the Catholic Church, they just move them to another ship.
There you go. That's how you fix it.
All right. Now, we're going to go. I don't know what country this is.
India.
Is it India?
It is.
A Kerala. We got a baby thrower, everybody. You want to hit the music, Carl?
Oh, shit. Is it baby throwing time?
It's baby throwing time. Beautiful day out there on the field.
Two heavyweights competing on Monday Night Football.
Oh,
Joe
stop
Montana.
It. Stop it, stop it, because they're going to get us for this music. They always get us this music. I forgot.
Shit. My bad, my bad.
It's all right. Cordon, this woman was in trouble. She's 40 years old. She's convicted of killing her newborn baby by throwing the infant into a rock quarry.
How's the baby doing? All right. No?
No.
Didn't make it through that?
No. You couldn't throw a grown-up into a rock quarry and expect him to be okay, Carl.
Okay, good point.
Yeah, newborn
You're
babies,
right.
They bounce, but they dent easy.
You might be right. Although, I just reminded of one of the videos that we played during subreddit surfing on Saturday night.
Yeah.
The slide video.
Yeah.
The mom brings her baby down a slide and just bounces the baby on every fucking part of it.
She
one of those big slides that like has a bunch of different.
Yeah, it's like a wavy slide.
Yeah.
And it's got the lanes so the kids could race down it.
And she's holding her baby by the arm, and that baby's just flopping everywhere, just
and
smashing
I think
its face.
She's holding the baby by the arm, but the baby's on its stomach. Haven't you ever heard of SIDS to begin with, honey? Don't put the baby on the stomach.
That's funny stuff.
Or, you know, give it CTE at, you know, 6 months old. Don't do that either. So, according to the prosecution, the woman gave birth when she was living separately from her husband. So, after giving birth, she wrapped the baby in 3 shirts along with some stones, you know, just to make sure that he sinks to the bottom of the quarry, and threw the infant into the quarry, the prosecution said. The woman was later found in a weak state at her home and was rushed to the hospital by police
and neighbors. Kick the baby! Don't kick the baby.
Kick the baby!
According to the information received from the hospital, a case was registered with the police station. An investigation was underway. The investigating officer registered the case and started a probe in the assumption that the woman had abandoned the child somewhere after giving birth. But the investigation revealed that it was a murder. After giving birth, someone found the baby in the quarry. They're like, "Is this your baby, lady?" And she goes, "Well, mine didn't look as dented last time I saw it." Yeah. But
how would I know? I've only seen that baby for a couple minutes. Yeah. I don't know.
Could you wrap it in a couple shirts, maybe sprinkle a couple rocks on top? Maybe I'll be able to tell.
Put it in a lineup with other babies wrapped in shirts.
They're like, "Hold on, we're going to try to super glue this back a little bit, and we'll bring it back in to show see if we can.
Is this what it?
Yeah, bad story. Terrible thing. Don't throw your babies in rock quarries, ladies.
What's crazy to me about this, and this is in India, she's being sentenced to what, lifetime in prison for that, it said?
Yeah. Pretty. Yeah.
There's 1.4 billion people in India. You'd think this would be like an appearance ticket. Really? This is a big deal to them?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is not going to do much for tourism in India.
You know what?
Australia business is booming right now, but India.
Let's ask Megan. She might have friends in India. She might know this woman.
Megan, do you have any friends in India?
I used to date an Indian guy.
Oh, really? Did you? Did
so, yes, I did.
Did he know
and
this
he
woman?
Was from Eastern Orissa, India. So, however, he never told me anything about throwing babies off rock quarries.
Smart.
What is this, Sparta? Like, come on.
The kid wasn't going to cut it. The kid wasn't going to cut it. That would be my argument if I was a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a question for you. Don't be mad. Was he a doctor or did he own a convenience store?
Holy shit. He's a programmer.
Okay. All right. Vinny, I didn't realize there was a third thing they did. All right. My bad.
There's lots of things that they do. There's lots of things.
He got a master's degree in programming. I dated him for a very short period of time. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But nothing crazy like that. So.
But it's all over now, right?
It's all over now.
Catch it a little bit, Megan.
Bye, Megan. How offended you were by that, Vinny.
Well, I was offended by you.
Your boss is boss. I know what's going on.
How dare you, sir? They could be dentists.
Didn't I say doctor?
You did. Good point.
Thank you.
Trooper Brandon Black arrived at a house owned by a guy named, or a woman. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Take two. Start over. Okay. There's a gentleman by the name of Daryl Kevin Carter. The police showed up at his house last week at about 1:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. The New Jersey native's home was so stuffed that the trooper who arrived along with the EMS had to force entry into the residence. They had to break the doors to get in and force shit out of the way to be able to just walk into the place.
I think I've actually seen this episode of Hoarders. Yeah. I love this one.
Everybody normally gets in and out from the slide that they put from the second window.
Correct.
Second story window. So this place is disgusting. And they found a dead body inside of the house. She was identified as a 38-year-old woman, Charlene Yvonne Felton. Now, the troopers observed deplorable living conditions and including kitchen pans filled with feces and urine, piles of dirty diapers, and urine-soaked blankets. While investigating Felton's death, Carter stepped on top of the deceased female multiple times and also threw a young child across the room just while the cops are there. He's like, "Hold on, let me get this in order." He's just fucking stepping on her.
It's not going to hurt
her. Let me clean up a little bit for you.
It's not going to hurt her, Vinny. She's dead. Who cares if he steps on her a couple times? What's the difference?
He didn't have to wear cleats.
No, but it was fun. Golf cleats too.
And the kid's like, he's like, "Get out of here." He's just throwing stuff. There's a kid under a pile of shit. And he just tosses them.
This is an amazing episode. Best episode ever of Hoarders for sure.
They found a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old boy living in the house. The affidavit details that Carter was agitated because the trooper needed to clear the rest of the home for additional dead bodies. He's like, "Listen, dude, we're going to have to get some excavating tools."
Yeah.
We found one. How many more are
in
here?
How many dead bodies are we going to find? The guy's like, "How the hell would I know? I haven't been in my living room in a decade.
I haven't found my keys in 12 years." Okay?
By the way, this guy fucking...
I've needed to charge my cell phone since 2018. I've needed to charge my phone.
I have an iPhone 6. You see this thing? The fuck would I know? This guy hates chores. I've never seen someone who hates chores as much as this guy does.
You know what I do think he likes, though? I think he likes the old... nose candy.
Oh, yeah?
Because they said the only cleared out area they found in the house was the top of a dresser that had a white powder on top of it. So you got to keep your coke area clean, I think.
Correct.
Yeah. You don't want to get anything up the old nostril. You know, you're just breathing in pans full of shit and piss. It'd be bad for you.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah. So the infant's crib is also found with piles of heavy, wet, urine-soaked blankets. Well, they gave him blankets. That's good. Finally, the kitchen had wrappers and spoiling food on the floor. Once the scene was cleared, Carter was taken into police custody and charged with the following the court records show. Felony endangering the welfare of a child by a parent or guardian. Misdemeanor simple assault. Misdemeanor abuse of a corpse. He's being held. $50,000 bail set by the judge. His preliminary hearing is set for next week.
One of the things it says in this article, because you know there's like urine everywhere.
Yeah.
And feces. They said none of the toilets in the house worked. I'm like, yeah, they fucking better not.
Yeah.
If you're telling me there's working toilets, this guy's just like, yeah, but it's all the way over there. I'm just going to shit in the kitchen.
What was your first clue that they weren't working?
Yeah, no kidding.
Officer, how did you piece this together? Just one more thing. I don't think the toilets is working. The death investigation is also ongoing, so who knows?
Hey, before we do our last story, Brian Johnson.
We have two stories.
Oh, a couple more. Okay.
Yeah.
Bri is in the chat
with
a super chat.
Hi, Brian.
Brian says, can someone have John send Megan a ring light? Megan, let's bring Megan on real quick to address this.
Fucking Brian. All right.
Megan, how's your lighting there?
I have a ring light.
Okay. Yeah, good. Let's get a couple more ring lights for Megan.
Yeah, let's get.
That's so funny. Yeah, I actually do have a ring light. So it's just a little bit darker in this room, apparently. So
I have a new charity scam idea now.
Oh,
this is perfect.
All right. I like it.
I will be raising money for a beloved results girl. All right, Megan. Thank you.
Bye, Megan.
We miss you.
Miss you already. Love you more than a friend.
Was it Tukey says?
Yeah.
Okay, Seattle. A 25-year-old man, dude, is accused of killing a homeless man with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you're supposed to do. Liam Harrison
dude,
Kreiger.
How are you supposed to kill homeless people in Seattle? What's your method?
Some type of planned euthanasia. Walk him into a booth or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
And not an axe. It's too messy. We want to clean up the streets.
The
place already smells like the fucking wharf.
However, it rains a lot, so that shit'll clean itself.
Good point. He's 25 years old. His bail is set at $5 million. Now, the victim identified as 52-year-old Darva Vuth Van was seen stepping outside, sleeping outside of Town Hall in Seattle. This happened at Town Hall, everybody. This guy's sleeping on the street shortly after 2:27 a.m. A man wearing a striped knit cap and toting a backpack with a protruding long handle, identified as Kreiger, passes by Van multiple times over the course of the following hour, presumably scoping him out. According to the charging documents around 3:28, Kreiger is reportedly seen on video slowly approaching Van and looking around for people nearby. So he was doing like the Elmer Fudd. He had the axe over his shoulder. He's like, quiet, I'm hunting vagrants.
Yep.
According to court filings, the suspect is then shown on camera slamming a long-handled axe into Van before running away.
You know, it's one of those things where he's probably upset that there's video coverage of this, but someday he'll be happy that he has it.
Yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing to watch yourself swing like a pussy.
Right.
You know,
but one day you look back fondly, like, oh, I remember being 25 and murdering homeless people with an axe.
Yeah, I remember I used to hate having my picture taken, but then you go back and you look at him like, wow, better times.
Right. Yeah. You're like, oh, look, there's my birthday party. There's the time I murdered that homeless guy.
I imagine he's going to sit there and like show the pictures to people and stuff in prison and go, I could hear a scream in my head right now. And it takes you right down.
Take me right back there.
Jesus Christ, Carl. You think that we are insane? We might be insane people.
It's definitely different than when we first started the show. I was definitely much more distraught about some of these stories.
Are you saying that I jaded you?
Yes,
awesome.
For sure.
Now, his picture was published by law enforcement, and a family friend turned him in.
That is not a friend. That is the guy fucking turned him in. Not a friend.
Good point.
About as much of a friend as Megan's Australian people she knows. Not a friend.
I'm sure that they're very close. You don't know the types of forms, type of bonds people can form, Carl. All right. I got my last story of the day, and it's a doozy.
All right.
before we watch something that's more horrific.
can you pronounce the name of this place that we're going to?
I'm going to try really hard right now, okay? This is in South Africa, outside of Pretoria,
okay,
which
is the capital. Try to get the clicks in the right places, too.
Olin van Hauschbosch.
Yeah, it does sound German, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Well, here's the story, and this is from their paper, so I'm going to read it to you, but I'll gussy it up a little bit because it's written like an idiot. The National Prosecuting Authority said the father and the mother of the baby were in a love relationship. So they liked each other. They were living together.
One
they
of those
had a baby.
Love relationships.
And on the evening of April 30th of 2023, the couple was at their place of residence when a neighbor came in and asked the mother to come help her cook. Hey, can you help me out in the kitchen next door for a couple minutes? Sure, no problem. I'll come over there. Hey, honey, watch the baby. So the neighbor who asked for help was hosting an overnight ceremony. The child's mother then departed with the neighbor, leaving the baby under the guardianship of her father. The following day, in the early hours of the morning, when the mother was still assisting the neighbor, she saw her partner on the streets.
Oh, weren't you on baby duty?
And he told her that he had left the baby sleeping.
Oh, okay.
So everything was good. So good. She decided, you know what? He's out having a good time. I'm going to go check on my baby, like a good mother would. So then she walked back into the house together. When the mother found the baby lying on her chest with her back raised. Now, when the mother touched the child to change her diaper, the kid started crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as the mother was changing the diaper, she noticed that the baby's private parts were a little swollen, a little puffy. Mm-hmm. And then she noticed that there was a giant load dropped on the diaper.
Oh, God, dude.
Not the baby kind.
Dude, you got to use a condom. You could have gotten her pregnant. What are you thinking with that?
Yeah, you want to have a baby with your own daughter, dude?
Yeah, come on, man.
In South Africa?
Gross.
What is this, the 80s?
He dropped a load on his 11-month-old daughter.
God damn it.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
When they... so...
Shit.
The mother is like, I got to take this... I think the... She says to the dad, the baby's been raped, honey.
Yeah.
Can you come back in the house?
You were in charge of watching this kid, just so you know. You kind of failed at that.
We got to take this baby to the clinic.
Yeah.
And dad was like, listen, we got like a traditional healer who lives next door on the other side.
Right.
So the other people are having the party. Let's go over to the healer's house. And so the mom was like, okay. They take the baby over there. The healer starts saying, well, what happened here? And he goes, oh, well, you know, I fucked it. And the healer said,
yeah, this is above my pay raise.
Yeah, I advise you to take this baby to a hospital or a clinic right now.
Yeah.
That's probably be, I don't think there's anything I'm going to be able to do but going blah, 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 and dancing around. So when they returned home from the traditional healer, the man threatened the mother with a knife and ordered her not to take the child to the clinic as this will attract attention to from the community.
Yeah,
you can't let everybody know that we're fucking. It's going to get around town.
Correct. I don't want everyone to think she's a hussy.
I want people to think my daughter is a little more dignified than this. So, the following day, a day later, the mother traveled to Limpopo, pretending to be visiting her other child. But instead, she took her baby to the hospital. At the clinic, of course, the police got involved and the dad was arrested. In the court, the man pleaded guilty to all charges. Like, did you sleep with this baby? He went, guilty. He gave the plea explanation, stating that the day of the incident, he had inserted his thumb into the baby to remove soil particles, which were there as a result of playing outside. It wasn't.
Oh, I got some sand in your vagina. Let me just get that for you. Get that.
Yeah. So apparently, he was like bathing her while he was jerking off and like pushed up. I don't know what this is so fucked up. Yeah. I hope that they throw this guy in a fucking quarry,
or just take his balls off.
Sure.
Do they do that in that country? Probably.
I hope so. Make an exception.
By the way, we have lots of Europeans in our audience. I was told that that name was Dutch, not German. There is no difference, but if you say so.
Okay.
Thank you for correcting us.
Well, there's a difference between the Dutch and the Germans.
People love being corrected. Thank you. Did we hit all the super chats? You know what we didn't announce? We didn't announce it today. It's Super Chat Monday.
It is Super Chat Monday, but
we
folks,
forgot to tell people about that.
I'm so tired of being showered with gifts from our listeners. You know, it's so tiring.
It's embarrassing.
It is. We were showered with another gift that we have to play.
Oh, yes. Holy shit, how did I forget? Who sent this in to us?
I don't remember.
I put the name on the file itself.
So, Derek from Georgia? I think Derek.
Hold on. We'll get the file name itself. I labeled it with his name on it so that I wouldn't forget.
Let me see what we got.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm looking here. Brandon in Georgia.
Brandon in Georgia reached out to Christine Knowlton.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Brandon?
This is the third cameo I've received from listeners. We appreciate it. Christine Knowlton wanted to sing a song for Vinny and me. And if you know anything about Christine Knowlton, she A, is not talented, and B, is very long-winded. She does not know how to create a pop song under 2 minutes.
I fucking hate everything about this. I cannot stand her. And you know what pisses me off the most? She's more smug than you.
Panasonic 2 says that's an 85-day sentence in Australia. Did you fuck this 11-month-old baby? Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah, right. You going to the pokey for 6 months, pal?
Yeah, all right. We won't see you for 3 months then, sir.
DeWired Christian's got it right. She only uses 2 chords and 2 pitches.
Yes.
And they're both wrong.
And they're terrible. And they don't work. She improvs these songs. All right. Take it away, Christine.
I stopped on a lovely still of her.
So, well, they all are. Look at this monster.
God, I miss Megan. I miss Megan so much right now. I mean, when you
can we put Megan up over her when we listen to this?
No, I don't want people associating
Megan
with this.
She wouldn't get as many votes.
Carl, when you sent me this, my response to you via email is, usually if I'm told someone wrote a song about me, I will listen to it out of curiosity.
Sure.
35 seconds in, I was like, nope. I have not watched the rest of this.
I couldn't get through it either, but let's
this
do
is
it.
4 fucking minutes, and I'll apologize in advance.
I'll tell you what, though. If someone's super chats, it's $100, we'll stop it.
Yeah, if we can get a $100 super chat, we will stop this song. Here comes the torture.
Hi, this song goes out to Carl and Vinny.
Alrighty.
You run a very, very scummy stream. In fact, Brandon says you're the scummiest creeps imaginable you can find on the internet.
What of
it? Really messed up stuff. It is. By the way, fuck you, Carl and Vinny.
Fuck you!
Oh, no.
Carl and Vinny, they aren't so nice. Their stream should be canceled. And they both should be put on ice. Messing up stuff.
She is a wordsmith. I'll give her that.
There's been no laughs.
What do you mean?
None.
I love this comment. Gummy chainsaw. I cannot. I already can't make eye contact.
I
with
know.
My
TV. It's uncomfortable. I know. It's so bad.
Hold on. Just 1 second of it. Hi, Megan. Okay. Hey, here Megan. We go. Perfect.
Having no ideas of their own.
That's Carl. Carl's the thief.
They
not me.
They should really get a life and leave people alone. They're the scummiest creeps over the internet. Every one of their episodes is a regret. So stop streaming. Stop streaming, you scummy creeps. They're Carl and Vinny, living their lives in a circle jerk for two. Have no real talents. They need to steal from everyone else. Not a thought of their own.
Home run, call me a home run.
Just makes me groan. Pretending to be
fucking
like Daniel Tosh Point. Oh no, they'll never be that good. Living their lives in a circle jerk for two. You mess things up. Sorry your mom didn't have that abortion when they should have.
So bad. Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
Share a fucking brain cell. What they dream, they should go straight to hell.
Pig noises are mine, sorry.
And punch you in your fucking face because you hide behind cameras. That's fucking why.
Come see me.
Something has. You both should just pipe down and get the ass. And I'm talking about Lizzie Borden's ass is what I'm talking about right there. No
fucking thing
whatsoever.
Sucks.
You think you're both oh so close.
All right, we're 3 minutes into this, Carl. We still have a minute
left.
Still
haven't got $100 yet? Vinny, nope. Imagine the irony of going, you guys have no talent! No talent! You're not good at stuff!
Your parents should have had an abortion, and they didn't, and they should have, because it was what they should have done!
Fucking terrible.
Come on, pig!
Let's finish it up.
Bullshit. You have messed something so bad.
And the show has reached a new low.
This makes you so mad.
Oh, you got that.
Even your listeners rather pay me to write songs than watch
do up.
And that's a true fucking fact.
Lick, 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 come on.
This song really makes you snap. Whatsoever, you think you're both so clever. You're not. You're not. You're not.
I get it!
Hey, Carl and Vinny, fuck you.
Oh, big
finish.
And that's
the way the news goes.
Wow. That was some song right there, Christine.
She announced that she has an OnlyFans when I was on WATP, right? She said she has an OnlyFans?
I don't think so. Someone in the chat asked if that was the girl that John was on a date with.
I can imagine the duet between those two. Lady K. Lady K. Not talented.
Fatty Patty.
Can't do that again, right? That's pretty good. How about I buy you a beer? Jesus Christ.
Boo! Be more funny.
To Wired Christian, you know there's leaked
news. Oh, God.
I'm sorry, you got to be corrected. She's on OnlyFlaps. Forgive me.
Wow. Well, after that, we can only do better, right, Vinny?
I don't know.
We're
going to
play my stand-up routine?
Yeah. Should we play that for everybody?
Yes, let's play the stand-up. Now, okay. So this is my consequence. I had to do a stand-up set that Cardiff wrote. It's thankfully only about 6 minutes long,
So
it's not too bad. But then I find out, because I go home after the show and I flick on El Horrible. And Christian Blatt's on there. And Christian was the one writing jokes for Cardiff for me.
Yeah.
Well, when I say writing jokes, I mean
Googling them.
Yeah, getting the worst knock-knock jokes possible.
Yeah, your writer was Google.
Which was annoying, because Christian was upset that he didn't incorporate all of the knock-knock jokes he gave him. But, you know, you lose people with these types of jokes, Christian.
I love how you're trying to edit, like, this consequence. Like, it has to be something, everybody.
Come on.
I need some quality
control.
Here. Now.
No, there's some jokes Cardiff gave me that I thought were legitimately funny. I was reading them. We were having dinner beforehand. I was reading them, and I'm like, okay, this one's pretty funny. This one's pretty funny.
I'm going to post this as its own video for everybody at some point, probably later today or in the week.
Okay.
But I sent Brian McBride out first to introduce you.
Yes.
And I gave him a prepared message. So let's start with that.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I normally wouldn't bring my phone on stage, but I was asked to read this verbatim. My name is Brian McBride. You may know me as the voice of Syracuse on the Creep Off podcast.
There's a hype man right there. Good job, McBride.
Vinny Paulino has asked me to come here tonight to introduce the comedy debut of his Creep Off co-host, Carl Hamburger. The jokes that Mr. Hamburger is about to perform are very offensive. Please be advised that this type of humor is not endorsed by the people's champion, Vinny Paulino.
I want nothing to do with this.
If you feel offended by anything that he says this evening, please feel free to film it and report it to the hypocrisy police by tweeting at Stuttering John M. Thank you for your attention. We hope you enjoy the show tonight. Now please give a warm round of applause for Carl Hamburger.
Da 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 da. Thanks for getting dressed
Thank
up for the show.
Thank you, Brian McBride. All right, I'm just going to, look it, guys, this is my consequence. I'm just going to read the jokes as they were written.
Oh, we should skip past this part.
Boy, no. Is Vinny fat. Vinny looks like Stuttering John if Stutcho let himself go.
I'll have you know, I have a Navajo baby in me.
Pause it.
Pause it. Right, okay, hold on.
I'm going to do the actual joke.
Okay.
I was pretending to read that. That was not on the card. Did not give that to me. That was just me.
So you can hear this in the background. I'll play it back just a second.
Yeah.
I was listening behind the stage door to this because I wanted to hear the laughs of this set.
Yep.
And when you did that, I opened up the door and screamed, "Stay on script, asshole!"
Okay, yeah, we hear
that. Let himself go.
All right, I'm going to do the actual jokes now. That was for me. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange, who?
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana again?
That was great.
Hamburger.
So, pause it. I won't keep pausing this, I promise. We'll just have to play. But I just
no,
want to
I would love
out,
to hear what's going through your brain.
I just want to point out how dumb Christian Bland is. So he sent that in because he's he's like, well, you know, it's a tribute to OJ from Tookie Soup and Potato Soup and shit. And I'm like, yo, no one's going to connect those dots and be like, that's actually pretty clever.
That's what that was supposed to be?
Yeah, that's why he included that.
I thought
that.
He was just trying to sabotage the opening of your
yeah,
set.
That is what he was doing. But he thought he was like paying tribute to OJ. Anyway. I want to play now.
Wow. Christian, you dumbbell.
Crossing my tips, sir. Please do not interact with the performers during the show.
I'm kicking myself for not handing out vegetables to throw.
Oh, you should have.
Is this thing on? How much do pirates pay for corn?
Come
a
on.
Buccaneer.
You know it's
hey,
good when people
Amber.
Are yelling the punchline.
Speaking of football... How about a round of applause to the Kansas City Chiefs for winning the Super Bowl? I'm so happy for Tay-Tay. But you know me, I just love a good love story.
Now, if I had written that joke, I would have changed that because I wouldn't have used the word love twice in the sentence. I would
right.
have said, I enjoy a love story. That's comedy writing, folks. You always have you can't say the same word multiple times in a row.
That's
it's really
just
annoying.
writing, but this yeah. is not comedy. But
I don't write other things. I only write jokes.
Bad jokes. How about those 49ers? Though they really looked like Stuttering John's kids during the Super Bowl.
That's a good one.
That's a good joke.
Hey, Amber.
Don't talk about my kids.
What's the difference between a Bills fan and a baby? The baby will stop whining after a while. Hey, Amber.
I think that one was for
That's
me.
That's enough about a football. Let's talk about something I know a lot about, gay dudes and teeth. This is the setup. What do you call a gay dentist? A tooth fairy. Hamburger. Now I'm getting into the ones I think Cardiff actually wrote. Why did Katie Holmes divorce Tom Cruise? Because she saw him in A Few Good Men.
Come on.
Hey, Amber. I feel sorry for Catholic gays this time of year. No meat on Fridays must suck for them. Not me, though. I'm a dick-sucking atheist. Hey, Amber.
Please send all these to John. I'm
a
begging
gay
you guys.
A gay guy, a lesbian, and a transgender were all lined up to go to a Ween concert. The bouncer came out and asked them to get into a straight line, so they left. So many details in this. Hey, Amber! What did the necrophiliac say when he was walking by the morgue? I'm going to stop in for a cold one. Hey, Amber! How do you get a nun pregnant? You come in her cunt. Hey, Amber! I want to thank my mom for being here, my dad. Great to see you both. I don't get it.
Hold on. DeWire Christian is right. He goes, this will get SJ stricken from YouTube when he reacts
yes.
to it.
Good point.
Does he think this is an act?
That's hilarious.
What's the difference between a tire and a bag of 365 used condoms? One's a good year. The other's a great all-you-can-eat buffet. Hamburger. What's the difference between a chickpea and a lentil? I've never paid $100 for a lentil in my mouth. Hamburger. was recently arrested after an Isotopes gig. Allegedly, I was fingering a minor. While I was being arrested, the cop read me my rights and said anything I say can and will be held against me, so I yelled, Cox! Ham burger.
Pause it real quick. So I think Cardiff sent me a note that the way it was written, I didn't read it correctly. I was fingering a minor.
Yeah, you were playing guitar.
Right.
It was a guitar
chord.
Joke.
It's
but
a
you
chord.
Know, you just decided to confess on stage.
I know. So. I just assumed that. All right.
Yeah, that poor little boy.
That, I liked that one, too. I thought that was funny. I was reading these right before we came over here. I was like, that's not bad. I came home from shopping at Wegmans yesterday, and my wife asked, how was Wegmans?
This is my favorite.
I said, it's funny that you ask. Something strange happened. A guy in the produce department showed me his dick. My wife was shocked, but her curiosity got the best of her. She said, what was it like? I said, it reminded me of a peanut. She started laughing and said, it's tiny like yours? I said, no, it was huge. It was just very salty. Hey.
Cardiff was so proud of that joke. After you told it, he looked at me and goes, do you realize I just got him to say he has a small dick and that he sucks dicks in the same joke?
Yes, yes,
and
Cardiff.
And I went, advanced writing, Cardiff. Great
show. Sure. Next level, buddy. Why does Sam Adams come in bottles and cans? Because his wife is a frigid cunt. Ham burger.
I think I hear Croge going, oh! Jesus.
What's the deal with illegal immigrants? Am I right? They show up here raping and stealing. Everyone is on such high alert now. It makes it so much harder for us rapists that were born here. Hamburger. Guys, that's been my time. Thank you all for coming to the show. So
thanks a lot, Carl.
Yay, you did a consequence. Good job. I'll post the full video for everybody who watches without our banter. But how'd you feel about your set one? Pretty good.
Yeah, no, it actually did go better than I expected it to.
I completely forgot. You did stand up in front of the show where I was assaulted by that train. I was heckled by a train in Nashville.
Oh, I did stand up there. I also at DabbleCon, too.
You did. And yeah. I'm going to tell you something, Carl.
Yeah.
I think that if you applied yourself, you probably could.
Like yeah,
you could stand on stage and deliver a joke.
Maybe I'm not going to apply myself. Yeah. I'm like you. I don't like stand-up comedy anymore.
All right, I have time to announce. I have two gigs coming up.
That's right.
I got three gigs coming
Vinny
up.
Vinny unretiring again.
Well, they're exhibition matches, my friend. They're exhibitions. I'm doing Hackamania, baby. I'm going to do some stand-up at our live show
the
in
Hackamania
Las Vegas.
Stand-up show I'm really looking forward to because Pat Dixon's fantastic.
Agreed.
And Ray DeVito, I just want to witness. I just want to see that. Patrick Melton's really funny. He's coming out of retirement to do that show.
That's going to be cool.
You're going to be there. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, and there's going to be an open mic after for any of you listeners that have ever wanted to try comedy. There'll be a panel of us who are on the show to give you feedback and probably roast your ass.
Yeah, it's Kill Tony, basically.
Yeah, we're gonna fuck with you guys.
Stealing Kill Tony.
It's going to be fun. So if you want to be participating in that, hackamania.com is where you're going to get tickets. Now, also, two shows coming up next month. I'm going to be at the Rob's Comedy Playhouse Theater in Buffalo with Florentine. And then the following night, Carl, I took this gig just so I could have a chat with him about you. My boy Rich Voss is coming back.
Oh, that's right. Rich Voss.
And I'm going to do a one-nighter with Rich, so I'm pretty excited for that.
Excellent. I have to get him over to the studio to do a podcast.
Good fucking luck, but I'm going to try for you. I'm going to ask him really, really nicely, and we'll see what happens. So, folks, this has been a great show today. I want to thank Megan for coming on. We're going to have I don't know how we're going to bring in a results girl next week. We didn't do a contest. We're going to have to figure something out.
What do you mean?
Well, we have one more person who wants to audition, and we didn't do a contest today. Therefore, no results to deliver.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so we'll have the results girl read. We'll put a thread in the subreddit or something.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. So, Megan, you were wonderful.
Or maybe we could have them
thanks
vote.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, hey. Hey, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
You're thanks. Still here.
Hi.
Huh? Thanks for coming. Hey. Good to see you.
Thank you. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. You have a great week.
We'll see you again.
Bye.
Bye.
I have a feeling we'll see her again.
She's delightful.
She really is.
We're going to bring all of them on together, I think, when we do the final announcement. We'll bring them all on.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but basically, Vinny and I are going to stop doing the show, and we're just going to have results girls bouncing up and down on the show.
You're welcome.
Results Girls on Trampolines, the new segment from the Creep Off.
If we could find a results girl to do the results from a trampoline, I would not even know what to do with myself except be very proud. I would find a way to build a time machine and go back and find little chubby 14-year-old Vinny and just give him a fucking high five. That's what I would do. I'd say, dude, it's going to be all right. A little butterball. I'm going to fucking come back here and smile every day till I die. God damn it.
He's a simple man, people. He's a simple man. It doesn't take much. That's why we love him.
All right, kids. It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gia.
This is going great.
Let's all learn a lesson from this podcast. Don't do what we do, which is a podcast.
You think you can get away with that without having legal ramifications? You're out of your fucking mind.
Your podcast stinks. Your podcast stinks.